Yo, what's happening? Damn, I thought I had my hat to the front. This your boy Jay with the ink.
You did.
He turned into another episode of Peas the Pod Live, man. You know, I got my little co-host beside me, Y'all Yizzle. We got to find a new name for Gabby. Mexican Candy. You don't like that one?
No, that's like calling her like Tyene or some shit like that. Like, what the fuck? Yo, well, that was out of pocket. I'm sorry, that was the first thing that came to my head.
It's real though. It's real.
Look out, the shit to my head's real.
I'm sorry.
Gabby, don't start that. Well, what's happening, man? I hope y'all, you know, had a very productive week. We're gonna sit these to the bike. It's too cause we
don't. Oh wait, no.
Let me know if you need a little bump.
If he
don't say bump
until they start paying me. Yeah, no free advertisement. And that right, Yoshi.
Yep.
How's everybody doing today? Happy Tuesday. You feel me? We outside. Yo, see, it's a little cold in here tonight. Damn.
I start getting hot though once I keep sipping.
There she go.
Crazy, I was gonna wear blue. host.
Hello.
My bad. Anyways, now what we were saying though, what you say about pants?
No, I was saying we was gonna be matching. You know,
y'all usually close.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the yeah.
That's probably why she didn't put her boots on today.
Cause you know I was gonna wear mine.
She used to put the. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
You don't look like it.
Wow, what's wrong with my
face? Why you just stare it down? You mad?
I told you I was getting chased by alligators.
Like in real life?
No, in my dream.
Oh, I'm like, where did you go?
But where did she get just like, why was you thinking about alligators?
I was asleep all day, y'all, like literally, what did you like in and out of sleep. Don't piss me off, Jeremy.
Ooh, and she said your gov.
Right, like damn. Calm that down. What the fuck? Okay. But you know you for the murder. Anyways, what's happening, man? We got some subjects today. I think we do. Yusuf, what you want to talk about? You got anything you want to talk about?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Why?
I ain't got nothing to talk about.
You know what I want to talk about.
What?
That man.
I want to talk about that man who was on live and how everybody was in them comments laughing at that man while he was having a mental breakdown.
Somebody was. What
happened? Because he always, you know, cries wolf or he always does stuff for attention, but they was in them comments laughing, like,
you know, thinking America it was can't fake. Take shit serious.
Yeah, then when they actually heard the police outside, they still thought it was fake. And I'm like, this is not a joke. And y'all
so he
are
killed
in these
himself on live.
The police killed him. The police came in and
damn,
killed
word?
Him. Yeah.
Well, he did.
For
the police to come in his house and kill him.
He barricaded himself in the house for hours. He was in there for like, what they say, 7 hours?
I've been in the house for 7 hours.
No, but he was on live and I guess, you know, whoever, they would let him know, like, hey, he had a gun to his head. He was, you know, they was negotiating with him for a long ass time.
But weren't they serving a warrant or something?
I don't know.
I think I read something about that. I don't know, though. I didn't really watch. I didn't really care.
I just thought
that's
it was mean. Sad.
That's mean.
That is mean.
That is mean. Not that I didn't really care, but...
I mean, it ain't my business.
Yeah.
But I was just like.
RIP, brother. Mental health, is that shit real, man. You know, you don't never know what somebody's going through. A lot of people just be making that shit look good. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I ain't the type of nigga to get on the internet and cry. And, you know, like, oh, life ain't treating me fair. I'm going to just shut the fuck up and try to figure this shit out. Everybody can't do that, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, and there's some people who, like, can't take your silence either because. Like I say, I'm just the type of nigga, I just fall back. I got
you
shit
just
to figure
quiet.
Out.
Yeah. But so, that's not good.
Shit, what the fuck you supposed to do? Sit here.
I mean,
cry?
I guess you just because you a man, you just feel like you shouldn't say nothing.
What am I supposed to say? If I say something, is that going to change the situation? Or do I still got to figure this shit out?
I don't know. Depends on the situation.
Right, so I'm going to just figure it out.
I don't talk about my stuff either. I just figure it
that's
out.
That's a boy too now. Y'all ain't met that side of gab yet.
Don't laugh.
Y'all ain't met that side of gab yet. All
what
right.
You call me?
A boy. I'll repeat it for you. a boy.
Maybe not body part wise. Huh?
I'm a real ass bitch.
See?
No.
Real ass bitch, give a fuck about the dick up.
Don't count. I'm real, boy. You got to watch that one, boy. I'll be scared of. Mm-mm. I don't see how boys be dealing with them girls who just mean.
I'm not mean.
Mean for no reason.
You just say you don't do no begging.
That's mean?
Yes.
Why do I need a beg if I'm already being nice?
What is being nice?
Being a girl.
You don't be being no girl. You just say you be like, fuck this nigga, fuck that, this, that, and third.
If they don't make me want to be nice, why would I be nice?
Why y'all be acting like that's something like we got to unlock in y'all?
No, I start off like as the girl, but once you be on bullshit, okay, I'm finna show you bullshit.
What is on bullshit though?
Just like not wanting to be a man.
I'm still not being specific.
Like, it's just be on bullshit. Like, you just go over, like, if I tell you, like, when you was getting to know someone, you want to see them, go on dates, spend time with them. They be on bullshit. They just want to text you, what are you doing all day?
What is that noise?
They're cleaning.
I was about to say, because I know they ain't cutting no grass this
time
of night.
Not this time, shit.
Raphael says somebody got to make you be nice.
No, but if you're not treating me how I want to be or giving me the treatment I want, why would I?
What is that?
Right, because they don't never be specific about it, bro.
Like
what?
Like when you're getting to know someone or date someone, nowadays boys just, oh, you want to link? Oh, you want to come over? Let me pull up on you? Huh?
It'll be like,
what do niggas supposed to be doing though, bro? Like,
they supposed to ask her out.
Yeah.
No, here's the thing. Most women, especially y'all, especially your age, couldn't deal with a dude if he was doing that. Couldn't even remotely. Wouldn't know what to do. Wouldn't know how to treat. Wouldn't know how to handle it. Wouldn't know how to deal with it. Because you're so used to the nonsense. So now I'm about to waste my time because you don't know how to deal with me.
Well, I can't speak for everyone.
But
I can only speak for myself.
But my thing is
you wouldn't know what to do. I know you wouldn't know what to do.
Well, as a man, boy, you got to be Jesus. You got to read minds.
Walk on water.
Walk on water. Dick long as Urban Street, don't forget. You got to drive a fast car.
Feed however many people with a loaf of
bread. You
got to
make $100,000 a second. If you don't, these men just aren't it for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, how that shit goes.
How's it all, people?
These niggas just not it for me. It's just, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, that's just what y'all used to reading about, like on social media. That's how women on social media. I don't know y'all, but me personally, someone told me
these niggas
like,
not it for me. I swear to God, boy, like, boy, that's all you see. Every man, it don't matter what you do, bro. Then, bro, motherfuckers don't be healed from their past situation, right? They just be trying to like
patch shit up.
Nah, they be trying to fucking show the ex, oh, nigga, I could get new niggas or I could get new bitches. I don't really give a fuck. You ain't doing that but going and damaging somebody else. You feel me? Like, nah, I got to pay for everything your ex did to you and how he treated you and what you ain't caught with that nigga that you should have caught. Mm-hmm. Nah, every nigga is just like a nigga who got to be watched now like a hoe. I ain't going for that shit. Bitch, you can take your unhealed ass back the way you come from. Because there don't be nothing come with that shit but some pussy.
Ain't my responsibility.
Some good pussy, too. That's all that shit be, bro. That's why niggas keep going back in that bit, bro. That shit be great. She doing what you need her to do. But when it comes to that mental part, that bitch aggravating. I can't deal with it, bro. Who you arguing with? Because you unattentive.
She been in that phone about 10 minutes
now. Somebody trying to book a brunch.
Oh, hey, book that. My bad. Keep going. My bad. I respond to work, too. I got somebody about to Apple Pay me right now, too, so I ain't even tripping to it. Like, shit. Cheers.
Okay. No, for real, cheers.
To health and wealth, man, before we even get started on the bullshit. Yusuf, man.
Yep.
How you feeling? You gotta check on my dog, man. Mentally, where you at? 1 to 5.
I'm good, man.
1 to 5.
5.
Okay, then. Like, that's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm enjoying. I'm gonna tell you a funny story.
Okay.
So it's probably about two nights ago.
You got some cuddy?
No. I went into my son's room to check on him.
Yeah, look, y'all should look out like.
You had that thing in your head.
I said, I heard him talking. And I said, yo, who you on the phone with? I said, yo, who you on the phone with? He said, my friend. I said, duh, who you on the phone with? You don't know him. I said, I'm trying to get to know him. Who you on the phone with? My friend, he said her name. I was like, all right, cool. I walk out. Yesterday, we get home from the game. He trying to finish his homework. So I take the phone, I'm like, man, you on the phone too much. As a matter of fact, let me check your phone.
What's in the
conversation you having with this girl?
What the? I'm like, come give me a hug, bro. Come give me a hug, little Yoshi. I love it. All right, come on. Come on. Come on, bro. I'm proud of you, bro. That's what I'm talking about. Come give me, yeah, I'm proud of you, though. That's what I'm talking about, my boy. Yeah, give it up for little Yoshi, man. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, you know,
And then, you know what I did? I took his phone. But he not supposed to have his phone during the week when we in the house. Got to concentrate.
Oh. Is that not a proud dad moment, though?
It was.
Okay.
I can't front.
So just let him know that. You feel me? Like, I'm proud of you now. Yeah. But slow it down.
Yeah, slow it down. hold on now. He was hitting him with some heat in them text messages now. I gotta say, he was hitting him with some heat.
You was impressed, bro? I was impressed?
I was a little impressed, be honest.
That's my dog right there. I ain't laughing at you. I'm laughing with you, my brother. Cause that, how old you is? Hey, all right.
I think she like.
Hey, by that time I was goddamn.
Yo, wait, hold on now. You gotta hit.
I was sliding my fingers between some lips.
You gotta hit the lines though, man. Like he was like
Jeremy.
Like I think she fell and like messed up her tooth or something like that. And so he was like, he said, well, let me see. She was like, no, it's. He was like. It can't be, not to me. You can never be ugly. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Hey, listen, what you don't understand, right, is you beyond your years right now.
Yeah, that's what I was
you,
like.
You doing, and listen, we laughing because, for one, no offense, it's a lot of that shit going wrong. You feel what I'm saying? So, for one, we just happy for that. But two, for you to be laying down.
What is that?
That tambourine shit. Remember that?
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I bet. So.
Because I'm like that, what?
I bet. So listen, I'm proud of him, bro. I love stories like this.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Hey, listen, man. Keep on doing what you're doing, bro. Just understand this. Sex comes with STDs.
And babies.
I'm going to tell you something, boy. Always.
Not some way.
Scrap them up. Not sometimes.
Have you had this conversation with all him already?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, yeah. He was a man stopping.
Do I need to have this conversation?
How old is your son?
11?
Yeah.
He's 12.
Don't make it like oblivious, because like, bro, they done made the world smaller. So like, bro, they can see shit with the phones and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. I be checking his, y'all, he was this girl likes him. He's my, so him and my niece are 8 days apart.
I'm proud of you, boy. Uncle Jay proud of you. Just know that.
They're 8 days apart. And so all her little friends be liking my son. Mm. And they be trying to text him and stuff. Here he go. Shut up.
Oh, he one of them. He ain't understand yet.
Yeah, he ain't there
he
yet.
He just turned 11.
And let me see him. Oh, you gonna have to watch him. Cause y'all ain't black either. In the all black town.
He is black.
They about to fuck him to the floor. Don't. What? How y'all feel about y'all sons getting fucked?
I ain't got to think about that no time soon. My son only 5.
I don't want to think
around
about
Uncle
that.
Jay, you got to worry about it.
Not at no damn 5.
By the time he's 12, he going to have that mop on him. I don't play that.
You don't play what?
I get somebody
to... I make sure I keep my son away from your ass.
Why?
No, that's too young.
Okay, 13.
I'm not planning when my son about to get some head. I'm not about to do that.
You ain't got no shit.
I'm not planning it. I'm not planning the year.
Uncle Jay got you. I'm the uncle that when them they ain't got no ride and they trying to hit something in middle school, because I had an uncle like that. Tuh.
So you gonna be the uncle to take him to go get some pussy?
Which one, the left or the right?
They're both my sons.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, both them about to get chopped. Chopped. And they might have that wavy hair too. And they gonna like Air Forces and shit to be Mexican. Ooh.
They gonna what?
You gonna have them dressing like niggas with the Air Forces and shit and Jordans. Girl, please, it's over with for you.
What you mean?
Early grandma. You'll probably be a grandma by the time you're 40.
Well, I'm 29 and he's 11. So by the time he's 15, I'm gonna be 34.
Yeah, so by the time you're 40, you probably have one by he like 60.
No.
Between 60 and 80.
No, I said that's young. Please don't.
No.
Not you that already young. Want more kids? You might just take care of his.
Hell just wait by more kids. My son told me he not worried about girls or a distraction. He worried about soccer and college. He said he's trying to go pro.
He's saying that shit, no. Until
I mean, obviously he going to want to.
Until they start coming around.
Yeah. But he said he focused.
And he start.
He said he trying to go
start
pro.
Liking titties. And he might not like titties yet.
He been telling me this since he was 7. He trying to go pro.
That's cool. You think pros be virgins?
No, but he say he focused.
You think focused people don't have sex?
He is, but he's not gonna know. I'm not.
Call Uncle Jay. Uncle Jay got you.
We not. He not.
I'll drop you off. Okay. Sit out there.
Not at from Uncle Jay.
Yeah, not at a teenage years.
Girl, please. We got to do it.
I mean, he could do what he do, but just be safe.
Look at. Hey, Flex, man, you see? Hey, I got my boy merch on, man. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
Benji Club, man.
Hey, Sumitra.
Shop Benji Club for the fits. You know what I'm saying? Hey. But what's up, Sumitra? But, yeah, man, you know.
In the house.
You scared that your son have sex, too?
I ain't thinking about that right
now. She got a long time.
I got a long time.
What, that make you emotional?
5.
Make
no,
you emotional?
Not emotional. I mean, but when we get to that point, I'm going to have that talk with him. I'm going to make sure you know to wear condoms. Don't be fucking these hoes raw.
My and son about to be hitting
don't
y'all
be falling in love
now.
With these bitches.
So I got to have a conversation,
I got to teach him the game for real. I can't have my nigga, I mean, I'm not my nigga, but
he probably going to have
no
with his dad.
Or nothing like that. Like, no.
All right. Now, let's not do that.
What?
Because, Gabby, with that shit, you
what?
Know
what? I missed it.
Nah. She just rolled her eyes, but you know. So y'all believe in like keeping kids away from their daddy?
No.
Have you done it before?
No. No. I'm for real. That's one thing I'll never do.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I thought you was gonna say no. Damn, Gabby, I thought you were going to say no like me.
No, I didn't. It was a time, so like my oldest son is 11. It was a time where I was just like, you know what? This man can do whatever as long as he's a father. Get your kids, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't care. And I would take it. I would take the ugly, the dirty, the disrespect, whatever. But it came to a point where you're not harming my kids and traumatizing them.
Yeah, that's different, though.
I mean, that's different, yeah.
You know what I'm
like,
saying?
Like their mental health is for me to...
That came out of nowhere.
But for me to like be looking into therapists because I feel like my kids need it because of stuff you're putting. Yeah, then no, I don't want you around them.
See, but that's why I keep saying like mental health is like a serious thing. People be thinking that shit is a joke, but that shit be real.
Yeah.
Because somebody who's not mentally there, that shit rubs off on the people that's around them.
Yeah. Especially,
you know, like, yeah.
And then you're so bitter. He's a good father. How do y'all know?
Exactly.
How do y'all know? Because he posts pictures.
And then it's a lot of men who be, you know, social media daddies. Like, yeah. For real. Like, you only get them around the holidays. You only get them for their birthday. You don't even be getting them. You just be there for the moment. You snap your pictures and then you go on about your business.
I said, don't get me wrong.
I done stopped posting my son. Because I don't even want you to get them.
I don't post my child because people are weird.
I might post them every now and again. You know what I'm saying?
But I post, like, their accomplishments and stuff. I post them on Snap because I have control of who can see my stories and stuff. But, like... Facebook and Instagram, I only post them like on the holidays or something like that.
Oh, motherfuckers like be weird.
Yeah, especially when you a person that's like into content. I just feel like I ain't posting my child.
I used to get my son every.
I post them here and there, but
I used to get my son every other weekend. I get my son every week now. So like, don't feel the need to let you know I got my son.
Okay,
doing,
yeah. Like, this is something I'm supposed to be doing. Like, I'm supposed to have my child. So
it's certain. See, I don't, that's why I don't they post, just get the posting.
Because their dad is very social media, and he go viral sometimes. And I have people wishing death on my kids.
That nigga go viral for the wrong reasons, though.
Yeah, and I have people wishing death on my kids.
That shit be funny, bro.
Yeah,
your baby daddy's after
And I didn't like that. Like, you getting my kids involved to tell them that they're ugly and that they need to die and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, who's your baby daddy?
He told them that?
People their pictures because he would go viral off of dumb stuff. And so, like, people would go in his social media and share pictures.
I don't go
like,
viral
the kids
few times
and
people,
stuff.
They'll go in your pictures and they'll find your child or find your mom.
Listen, when me and my son.
And I'll be arguing with 500 people.
When me and my son. When me and my son went viral for, like, the little Carhartt shit. Mm-hmm. Remember that shit? Bro, it was so many white people under my shit. Like, look at the two monkeys or...
Talking shit,
look
yeah.
at the two monkeys.
Even
look
though
at the two
on the internet, they feel
the
like
two
they can say whatever they want to say.
Felons or...
No,
I swear, bro, like, that shit was so... And I'm like, damn, bro, like, that's what make you just come on this bitch and just, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and be so comfortable with saying the shit. You see that black lady just found some man. She drove 3 hours.
That would be me.
And found a man who was talking shit in her post.
And guess what? I'm going to come grab your motherfucker. Yeah. You might be working at CVS. I'm going to come grab your motherfucking nose and pull the shit out your ass.
That's word. How I feel like people should start pulling up a motherfucker. Especially if you come by. Bitch, and you popping and you talking shit.
That lady was, she was crazy though. Cause
yeah,
I could see her face.
What
she
do?
She was like, yeah.
I didn't see that. What was
she was like,
it?
Isn't that crazy? Like,
she said, that comment that you made? Yeah, that was me.
You don't remember that?
And I'll show your wife your Grindr account. I was like, shit.
He should have definitely shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Why you got a Grindr?
What is that?
It's for
Is it like it's a dating app?
Yeah.
But it's for the gay boys.
Homosexual.
Hey boy,
boys.
Y'all boys got some nerve out here now.
Yeah.
Y'all boy got some nerve out here. To be in somebody,
Grindr,
they're going to hit
on one of your homeboys.
It's another one.
You got some nerve to go hit somebody in their ass and then go want some pussy.
He got a whole wife.
You selfish boy.
And looking for some ass.
You selfish boy.
Boy ass at that.
Boy pussy.
Boy pussy.
Just go to jail.
Boy pussy.
That was. That's it, wasn't it? I don't know. And this every time them little fake pages come out, be talking about boys, be girls, y'all be over there chilling. With
and everybody that be getting posted, I be believing it.
I'm telling you, boy. Them people ain't got no reason just to lie on you.
Just
about
to
no
say,
shit,
oh,
bro.
Yeah, he gay just cause. No, bitch, you
got
you doing the bending.
Especially if they got them receipts and shit. Boy, you is hit.
Especially if you done had a little conversation. I don't care. I don't even care if you ain't met a nigga. You still gay. Because you didn't engage in that conversation. You knew that was a boy.
Out of here.
Oh, I just wanted to see what he... No.
Or niggas always try to say, oh, I was going to rob him. Shut the fuck up. You about to go over there and you about to fuck that boy.
Oh, you got some names. You got some names if a nigga said, I was going to rob
him. They love using that. I was going to rob him.
I feel like I know who you talking about. But I ain't even going to go there.
No, because for real,
you a lot of guys that say that. I was going to rob him.
Bitch, no, you wasn't. Because this conversation ain't say nothing about it. It's saying a lot of
niggas. You know how many times them niggas be robbing niggas and only get $20 up. That shit. You don't be robbing shit.
And then, you know, like, the straight boys, they be on Grindr and they be, like, selling it.
Selling what?
They self. If a boy hit them up, be like, oh, how much? Like, that's what Grindr is for.
I thought the Grindr account was, like, Christian Mingle or
no,
something.
No, Grindr is for hookups.
I mean, that's it. It's Christian Mingle for
and I only know that because my cousin used to have it, so, yeah.
Yo, bro, I thought that shit was just, like, a regular, you know, like.
It's like Tinder, but for only boys.
Wow. And if you want to just fuck, that's what it's for. It's not, oh, well, I want to date. It's, oh, where you at? We're close by. Let's link. Mm. I want to suck your dick or you want to play my ass. That's all it is.
Boy, y'all boys some wild boys out here, boy.
And there'll be a lot of them straight boys on there.
And you'd listen, be surprised. Every nigga who I feel like gonna just go on some ass and that pussy wide open and working.
But that's why I always keep a gay homeboy because they gonna put you up on game.
Okay.
They gonna let you know.
Nigga, listen,
oh,
boy.
Yeah.
Tell you.
If you can stick your PP in that woman's ass, cause furthest I got is about the knuckle of my thumb, this being part. Feeling real, you know what I'm saying? I put that thumb in that butt now. But
I mean,
other than
nothing
that,
wrong with a little thumb, but a whole, you wasn't trying to put your whole meat No. Well, you a strong bitch for who? Any bitch that's taking it in their ass.
I'm thinking about shit.
You strong
anyway,
as hell. You need to be in the army. You need to be front and center. On Facebook,
some of them girls be wanting to be like, oh yeah, I love it. And I just be looking like, ain't no way.
I know a girl. I know
Facebook.
A girl right now. She be like, oh yeah, I love you. Put that dick in my ass. That nigga gay for one.
Yeah, especially if he like your ass more than he like your pussy. That means something's wrong right there.
Very.
Either if you let that nigga take that shit out your ass
and put it in your coochie.
Ooh.
We talking HIV. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, that, for real.
Because that's what that shit is. Yeah. That shit is like, that's basically what that shit is, bro. Like, you ever notice it just be a lot of like same sex shit or, you know what I'm saying? Like a motherfucker like, who's sitting there dipping and dabbling with them boys, then you bought it back home to your girl, brother. Mm-hmm. That's what that shit be. For real. Like, now we talking HIV. Fuck the herpes, fuck the chlamydia, whatever.
Fuck the herpes, no. Don't fuck
you better do your research, boy. You let a nigga stick that bacteria up in your coochie like that. Like, you trying to get up out of here.
I don't want no
and then
man
then you
like
get on
this mug.
Then you would say that nigga gave you something. No, you let him get to you. Playing in your room.
I'm scared.
You scared.
He should be scared. I feel like any nigga who just willingly like.
Oh, wow, this one got me some in-house coochie, bro. I ain't.
But I mean, some niggas don't even be fucking other niggas. They just be getting hair from them. They think that's not gay. That's gay too.
You gay.
Just so we clear.
You let a man put his mouth on you, boy, period.
Because I got a homeboy who he don't do nothing but that. But give head. And it's just like, oh, you gave it. You gave head who?
And you get HIV from that too. Mm.
Y'all boys gay. That's all I'm going to say.
Let me know who. Cause I know, I think I know. I think I know, but you know. You know, niggas be super tough and ready to. How them niggas do?
I like that little dance.
That motherfucker say, huh. No, seriously though. That shit nasty, boy.
But yeah, so if you happen to see that, like if you around your homeboy.
You let somebody put that, you got hit in your arm too?
No.
Somebody didn't ask you that before though, right?
No.
Nobody asked
like,
you that?
I feel like Gabby lying.
Somebody didn't ask me that before and I wasn't fucking.
So you ain't no freak?
No.
A freak to an extent. Like, but you ain't got to play in my ass for me to be a freak. I just feel like that's a little OD. Like, why do you have to dig in my ass for me to be like labeled a freak?
Yeah,
like,
that's too freaked out. That's.
So you ain't never, like, but a nigga can spit all in your ass, though. You want a nigga to lick your ass.
That's different. But that's not different like than penetrating my asshole. Like, you can cause hemorrhoids.
Like, especially with that shit you like.
I can't help
booty
that.
Hole be falling.
I can't help that I run across horses. I can't help that.
That pussy deep.
It's not deep.
You don't have to have. So you don't think you got to have a deep pussy to take a horse?
I ain't gonna say deep. Like that just sounds like just know everything's intact over here. Everything good. Okay.
You horse.
Everything good over here.
You horse humpers, man.
You said horse humpers. I mean, look at me. I'm not no small girl. You're not going to come to me with no little, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can see if it, we were like small, skinny, petite girls, then you should be worried like, she want that. She want what?
Right. Like, oh my God, is she going to be okay? But, I mean, I got a lot of cushion and stuff, so.
It's a lot. Y'all niggas nasty, what?
How's that nasty?
That big shit.
That's nasty because we found horses. What the fuck?
Huge shit. And you just sit there and take that motherfucker.
Gladly. Love it.
Drop a dang-a-lang in that thing. These girls can't really take no me-me-me-o. It just be my experience.
What?
I know I ain't got no horse. Unless they be running. I mean, they be lying. Lie to me. I'm cool with that. I ain't coming back over here anyway, bitch. So,
so it don't even matter.
We about to make this like
the only encounter, right?
I'm telling you, like, well, I think I need one time in that ass. I don't think a lot of niggas realize that.
So have you ever ran across a girl who said like they wanted in their butt?
Mm-mm. She don't not ask me that. Put that shit in your ass, bitch, please.
I feel like that's so freaked out for someone to say that.
what Gelato say? What he say?
This shit done turned the plug talk.
What done turned in the plug talk? Tomorrow, that butt plug?
Butt plug, I'm about to say. Butt plug.
Gelato, you like that nasty shit, boy? You want
to
play
in
that
nasty? I know
you're
not chiming in to say that you like butt play. Like, you like playing in the girl butt.
No, I don't think my dog going out like that.
You know, some girls, and they be having little things in their butt with the little light on and all that stuff. How is that comfortable?
I had a girl.
It just seemed like it would hurt. And it's like.
I had a girl with that shit. And that shit shot across the room, too.
What you mean shot?
Like
fired across the room?
Yeah, busting that nut. That shit over.
Oof. Airy.
You think you just gonna keep that shit in your rump like that?
I don't see how they getting it in there. Like, that's lubricant. I don't understand it.
With lubricant?
But damn, how much? But it's just like, it's just how you still getting it in there. Like,
then you just sitting on.
Then they always
shit.
Say, "Oh, you gotta relax. You gotta relax." How much relaxing do you gotta do? Then they say your ass be ringing. Like,
how you can't take no meat in your ass?
Who?
But you want that.
Let me tell you something. A coochie and an ass is totally different. A gay man will tell you that. Ass don't stretch like and contract like a motherfucking coochie. It don't.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. How you looking at me? It don't.
This is what black people be doing, man. Like, they be that shit in their ass, Gabby. I don't know where that shit came from. I don't know where we adopted that from, but.
I still ain't got over bitches that's eating ass. I'm still not over that. I don't get that. Take your mouth and put it on a man butt?
Nah, that's some gay shit.
That's some nasty shit.
Where that boy Michael Pompeo at?
Yeah, where he at? Because he like that shit. But I wonder, like, do he wax? Like, I wonder, do he wax?
Oh, my God, boy. Hell no, boy.
If you're getting your butt ate, I feel like you need to be keeping up with the hygiene and the maintenance.
PJ, what's happening?
You need to get a wax.
I hope he leaves dinkleberries in that bitch.
For a bitch that want to go eat nasty ass.
You ain't ate no ass, Gabby?
No.
Gelato, you didn't answer the question. Why are you crying? What? What he saying? What you saying to that?
Dollar. I know you don't
Ellis,
be playing in there, but.
You're what, Ellis? You're you speaking or you're you into that?
Hey, Dollar, you like.
I see people coming at different times.
Hey, Dollar,
times,
you be dragging that. You be in. All right, boy, you better got there. I know you lying.
I just want to know what's the difference.
Know,
like, what does
I
it feel
you,
like? When
I know you
inside
got
to
spit
of,
start some ass.
But I mean, how does it feel inside of it? Like,
mm-hmm. I don't know.
I always let's said say, if I was a man for one day, I would want to know, you know, like.
Listen, bro, I done had coochie with a condom on, that shit be fine. So I don't really like see the need of running in somebody's ass. Bro, we talking about. Do y'all do anal and do you get your ass ate? Ellis, I don't know.
Ellis might be a little freak.
Ellis might be a little freak, dog. Don't do my boy like.
Okay.
Ellis, it ain't me, bro. It ain't me this time, though. Oh, that shit. Don't stop, girl. Do that detour. Yeah. Oh, he said, I don't fuck with either. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. He said, plug talk is what he say? I can't read that shit. These ain't reading glasses. These
oh,
just
Adam
record.
22 sex show. Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting your glasses. I got you.
So, them real glasses you got on?
No, but I got contacts in.
Mine be real. He asked me that one time.
She got glasses. Some old big ass glasses.
I wore them last time.
Where you got them shits from?
Oh, no. They was cute.
Yeah, those are seeing glasses.
Oh, for real?
Fashion Nova.
They cute.
What?
They
what
just
you say?
To my own play that.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
I swear to God, boy, because if I got to come over here and get some ass.
You niggas be saying, I'm going to get some ass, but you really get some ass? Like,
I'm cool. You going to have that bitch smell the same.
I don't even like, want it.
I better go shit on you, literally. Ellis, I know my boy Ellis like that shit. Them niggas who get their ass ate and be wanting to play in y'all ass, bro, them niggas is gay.
They say they freaky. They say that just means they freaky.
My girl had on a muumuu one night. Probably like last week, and she was laying across the bed, ass out. I went.
Just put your face in.
Fuck that. Whoa.
Like you put it in there.
I'm telling you, boy, just lay in that bitch. Just straight up cover that bitch in. What the fuck you talking about? Boy, I love that moo moo shit. Moo moo? You got the moo moos? You got the moo moos?
I need to get some. I think
I'd like one.
You got one?
So what Mexicans wear to bed? You wear full set pajamas, ain't it?
I have jammies.
Top like shirt and bottom.
Top? Yeah, but shorts. I don't wear.
I hate
you. You sleep like that?
I hate when girls do that. Don't break. I don't be wanting to. I got to fight. You know how long it takes to get them shits off?
It don't take long if you.
Oh. Y'all ass thick as shit. That shit take a long time to get off.
I mean, not that shit like be that, tight. Then they be having
some tight ass shit on your shit. You got the motherfucker. I be gonna rip that shit up by the time I get done with it.
I be what? Cold. I be. My baby used to get
so, Moo Moo, you don't. How many Moo Moos you got? You got a lot of Moo Moos? Okay, my dog, a Moo Moo assassin. That's what I'm talking about. That's diabolical. My dog got the moo-moos on. Hey, listen, ladies, moo-moos. Go get you some moo-moos. I seen the ones they got on TikTok now.
Cute as fuck.
Get your fuck. Get your fuck. Tell you that. Come out that motherfucker with no drawers on up underneath that moo-moo. Who?
Especially if you got an ass.
Go fuck. What my girl doing? You ain't got no drawers on. We go to bed. You telling me something. Who you laughing at, bro?
Cause he ignorant. He's so ignorant.
I'm not even Mexican.
Y'all dead ass.
Cause why would you
they be
that
different? They be different. I love Mexicans. Mexicans down there. Y'all black to me. Shit, we go through the same shit. What they doing to y'all? They did us 100 something years ago, 200 years ago. Dr. Martin Luther King and shit. Y'all need a Martin Luther King and a Malcolm X for them ICE people. It could be me. You just got to pay me. It could be me. Who?
So what's your name going to be? Don't even answer that.
Please don't. Please don't.
Don't even answer that.
You're right, bro. I'll just leave that
don't even answer that. Don't answer that it.
I don't like that ice shit, though. I'm gonna be real. I don't like that shit.
Nah, and it's like, why y'all doing it around the holidays? Like, come on now.
Y'all just pulling up on random brown people and just like, let me make sure you're a citizen. Boy, if you don't get the fuck out of my face. All these niggas around here killing each other and shit. This is what the fuck y'all be worrying about, man.
Worry about the wrong shit.
These niggas the one around here with no job, man. Who you laughing at, yo?
You ain't lying about that.
BJ said they come to bed with hot sauce to put on your shirt.
No.
Oh, to put on your shit.
Okay, we're going to stop. Gabby don't like that shit.
Because if I say something, now I'm racist.
No, you're not. That's why I'm saying this, so you can be racist back.
Oh, you want me to be racist?
Yes.
No, y'all know y'all niggas are, oh, she said, da-da-da, she need to get canceled. Where she work at? Y'all love doing that.
No, because we would have got on your ass when you said nigga. So we don't care.
Duh.
I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about.
Man, fuck them people, man. You can't listen to the unemployed.
I'm telling you.
The unemployed, we don't give a fuck about. You know what I'm saying? Like. My dog Mir though. Hey Yossi, you better watch Mir, boy. Mir about to be clapping something with y'all at.
He's 12. Oh my god.
What? So you're not Mexican, but you're Hispanic.
Yes.
Is that not the same thing?
No. You know how many different Spanish cultures there is? Like, you know, there's Puerto Rican, there's Mexican, there's Honduran, there's
Salvadorian, Guatemalan, Ecuadorian.
Okay.
From Paraguay.
I ain't even heard of all that. The only thing I knew was Mexican, Honduran.
That's just like when people be like, oh, y'all Chinese. Like, no, you know, Japanese, the Korean. Asian. Yeah.
But that's just like us. What are we?
We just black.
We don't count all that shit. You just black. That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm saying. So, like, that's why I just be like, Mexican. Am I wrong? I'll just be summing that shit up.
Some people be taking that shit, like, to heart.
Yeah, I don't care. I used to, like, growing up, when I first moved down here.
What she said? Wait, so, Ellen said, we don't care. Oh, he fucked me up, man.
And you already can't.
Listen, we don't care. You cool. I want to hear them what? Well, I swear to God, I'm blind.
Cool.
And do the best tattoos
the
in
black
the area.
Jokes Mexicans got for us.
Don't tell people.
Sometimes I'll be guessing. That uh-huh. shit look good,
what
though.
The fuck?
I know how to draw. What he say?
Over that question.
What? Oh, I know Ellis be playing in that rump, man.
Yes.
What Carmen say?
Us Dominicans too, don't forget us.
Yeah.
Oh, you Dominican, Carmen?
Carmen ass black.
Say some type some Spanish shit right
Carmen
now.
Carmen ass is
type something Spanish.
Carmen ass is nigga. Carmen was just in here serving up drinks. Now Carmen ain't look no Dominican or nothing.
But you know Dominicans look black though.
Yeah.
Her ass is nigga. I don't know who told you Dominican.
That's your motherfucking shit.
You don't know nobody from the fucking Dominican. And what, Dominican Republic?
Yeah.
They be they selling that thing too. They do.
You done been in DR?
My homeboys did. My homeboy said we need to take a trip.
To go buy it?
$100, you have the finest bitch you ever seen in your life.
And they probably the ones who got that five.
All night. Who? What five?
Them fine girls.
If I buy some pussy in another country, you gonna suck my dick with a rubber on. Oh, God. I don't give
you,
a
why
fuck.
Why you saying so hard?
I promise you that.
My dick.
With a rubber on. I ain't going. Hell nah, boy. I can't leave out of here from no sex, bro.
That's what, but... That's what's taking
you
niggas out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, we could take me out by the whole lot of shit.
But fucking? Damn.
That
nah.
That is a sad way to go out.
Because
you was overly horny.
Overly.
And you ain't just saying know what to do.
Uneducated.
Niggas be like, oh, nigga, I fuck more bitches than you. Duh, bitch, you crack anything. With no regard. Like, you got... Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just clamping shit. Nigga like, duh, of course. Not
the
me.
Worry in your eye just
bro, I just you ever had an STD?
No.
You ever had an STD? You can be honest on here, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. There's some people can't get rid of that shit now. Now if you repeatedly catch your STDs back to back, we got
you're
a problem.
Doing a lot.
We got a problem.
And then why are you catching them back to back?
Okay.
Overly horny.
Sounds like you're the carrier. Like it's just reappearing every couple of months. Like, what is that?
Them niggas ain't going to no doctor. What I say? Talking about my last name is really Fortiano.
You said that.
Talking about 40 go a long way. What?
She talking about my last name. Carmen fucking please. They ain't mean for your shit to be Fortiano.
That is not how you say it.
What did it say? What did it say? Scroll back up. You sounded like damn since you so goddamn.
$40 go a long way. What's the difference between them and women over here? It ain't no difference. You just taking a chance either way. If a bitch selling pussy, I mean.
Because they just let you know they selling pussy. These bitches
here
over here.
Like they not selling pussy.
These
here.
Bitches over here act like they ain't selling no pussy. I know a bitch right now that then went from stripping to selling pussy. Now she a motivational speaker on goddamn the internet and men don't treat her right. No, niggas just know you're a hoe. Niggas is, you been fucking.
Y'all like don't be thinking. Once you come off already as a hoe, it's hard to kind of get
y'all
that
don't be thinking niggas know you fucking for real. Like, niggas know.
Yeah.
Niggas know. Because, like I said, a lot of times you be a nigga first bad bitch. So a nigga gonna get to bragging. And you done fucked 10 niggas who you they first bad bitch. Yeah. Niggas know. Niggas know you giving up that ass now.
Ten,
I ain't gonna lie.
That's a lot.
What?
10 niggas, like at once?
Man, girl, don't act like you ain't got no homegirls who won't get fucked by goddamn 10 niggas in a year.
10 niggas is a lot.
10 niggas in a year.
In a year?
In a year? In a year?
10 different niggas a year. So you ain't never had 10 niggas in a year?
I don't, my body count's not over that high.
Girl, go to hell.
Bitch, meet you there.
So what your body count is?
It's probably like right at 9 or 10.
Times 3.
Oh my soul, no it's not.
Well, why y'all be getting on here acting like that? Like y'all just the Virgin Mary and just be reserving that
ain't
pussy.
No acting.
There's some niggas you ain't counting in there.
There's
some
no
niggas
acting.
You ain't counting in there.
Jeremy, I was with
it's
the same person since I was from 14 to like 22.
I understand that. I understand that. But you know how long it take? But you can go 4 niggas in a month.
Ooh.
Four niggas. I'm just saying you can go 4 niggas a month, 2 niggas a month, for 12 months. That's 24 months.
God damn. That's
That's 24 niggas.
That's 24 niggas. Yeah, that's a lot. In a year?
Boy, it don't act like that.
24 different niggas in a year. That's a lot.
Some of y'all did it. You got a homegirl that did it. I guarantee you. Them bitches who sit there and act like they just need rich nigga, rich nigga, rich nigga. Them too. Be quiet. I know a bitch who be rich nigga out.
What the fuck does that mean?
That bitch on baby number 15. Coochie a graveyard. Just keep sending them shits up. Red flag all up on your mailbox. You just return the sender. Fucking story. Don't need to stop by your shit, dog. What bro say? Talk about she's Spanish. That motherfucker cow.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Why every girl got the same body? I swear to God, 9 to 10.
I can't speak for every girl, though. I can speak for myself.
But listen, though, we have no way of, like, disapproving y'all, so it's like,
what I got a lot for?
And look, that's just like women fucking don't get no taller than 5'9". I know some bitches who 6'1" and act like they 5'9". Yeah, y'all, it's a lot of shit with y'all now. Short. Huh?
I said, I'm glad I'm short.
Well, them bitches be tall, bro.
I'm 5'1.5".
So you 5'1.5 with a big ass and only 10 niggas?
I've been in relationships. I don't be cheating.
And then a lot of the time, when we talk to somebody, we talk to them for a while.
My relationship. So my first.
So you don't go get fucked? You just told me one episode, motherfucker, that people ask you to be girlfriend, this, the girlfriend, that. So
that
niggas
many,
ask you to be.
That was how many
months ago. I'm just saying though. So niggas that ask you to be their girlfriend don't get no pussy.
The nigga that didn't ask me to be his girlfriend, he ain't never got no pussy.
What the fuck is wrong with that nigga though?
I don't know. And I was just like,
cause you getting that pussy after she be your girlfriend ain't what you want to
be. Okay, that's what I said.
Guess what you about to be? A cheater. A dog ass nigga.
And I just feel like you gotta test it out before you.
Cause
just
you think she's so pretty that that little salty pussy gonna do something and the other ones ain't never deep.
Pissy pussy.
Little salty pussy. You know that motherfucker.
What's that Grinch salt they giving out at McDonald's?
Fucking dill pickle seasoning on that motherfucker. That motherfucker tastes just like pickle juice on that bitch. Fuck you talking about? Y'all be sweating that little pickle juice. Oh, that pickle juice pussy gonna change a nigga life, man.
Oh my God.
Talking about Taylor, stand up. Let them see right quick. Cause
girl, let them see. Cause come
on.
Good.
Hey, listen. Gabby got something you weren't ready for. Akeisha.
Come on.
Come on. Yeah, okay. Come on. Let them see.
See, I can't see.
Turn to the side, too. Hey, listen. We got ham
now
on.
Turn
to
the front. Let them see the curves.
We got honey baked ham.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got honey baked ham on the menu. You know what I'm saying? You too? Come on. It's been a while.
Last week.
Come on, man. Come on.
I'm like, come on.
So come on. Well, I gotta stay.
Y'all fucking please.
Y'all, how tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
Okay.
5'5", my ass.
But 5'1".
That ass 6'1". Nothing but honey baked ham on peas in the pod, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, honey baked ham is on peas in the pod. You can't. All right.
What the fuck?
We the honey baked ham.
Yeah, because it ain't me. I'm like the Thanksgiving pig. You just put an apple in my mouth.
What the
fuck? You know what I'm saying? But hey, man, you know. All right, what you going to do with that twin? What he say you need to do an episode what?
And let women take a lie detector test.
Oh.
Put me on that motherfucker.
On God.
Please.
On God. I'm asking all type of questions. Have you had a threesome? Have you ever had a threesome?
No.
What does NBA
do
mean,
I
bro?
Have
yes. What NBA mean, bro? He about to come on this bitch and say something stupid. I know
what is NBA?
I
mean.
I know this nigga about to say something stupid as fuck. It should have had a worm on this bitch. Worm ass would have had y'all weak and fuck.
Worm so damn funny.
Hey, I might got the brain worm on this bitch.
Worm is fucking hilarious.
I might got to interview worm, man.
Aaron, what does that mean? What does NBA mean?
Basketball.
So she Spanish, that motherfucking count high. I can't see that.
What he say?
Nothing but ass. I'm like, what the fuck does NBA mean? What? I knew he was gonna say something.
Yeah, he let the suspense build up. He didn't even say shit. Thought we could call this shit NBA. Oh boy, boy, y'all niggas is hilarious, boy. I swear to God, boy. Oh,
and Aaron knew what it was. That's why he just said Ike stupid.
That's why. Hey, listen. Never mind.
What?
Some of them boys on the plane, y'all ass now.
Hey, John got here just in time, man.
You know where John come from. John sitting at home with them Nike slides ready.
What the fuck does that mean?
Toes out. Toes out. Ready to see that rump.
Sound like Jim.
Boy, y'all niggas is funny as fuck, boy. I ain't gonna lie, boy.
Damn.
What? Definitely got they forklift like.
Well, you got to lift that ass, boy. That shit heavy, boy. Mm-mm. Golly, boy, I be loving this shit. This shit be so funny. We gonna take a break on y'all, man. We got to rebrand. What he said? Look, he talk. He talk. <My bad. laughs> Oh my God, bro. Oh. Damn, boy. This shit be funny, bro. We don't even be coming in here talking about shit. We just be goofy. We would be goofy for real. That's why I'm about to switch this shit up, bro. I'm so tired of wasting this shit, dog. We can laugh all fucking day, bro. We'll do that with coming in.
We need an outline.
I swear to God, bro. I'm trying. I got to get it together. We'd have been doing this shit for like 7-8 months, bullshit. Just, it'd be fun, though. It'd be funny, you know, but we're going to go like with some real direction. I'm going to start interviewing a couple of y'all, man. Don't ask, can I put you on the podcast? Because I'm pretty sure if you ask me, fuck no. And you know what I'm saying? Don't say you taking the break. You know, you know, Yaya like to go missing.
Hmm. No, I don't.
Hmm. Still traumatized from that.
Moving on.
Her other big booty ass friend, irresponsible. That's what y'all. That's what be wrong with y'all. That bad bitch shit. I mean, what make you a bad bitch? What is a bad bitch?
Bad bitches feel like they just. It's always just with the looks, but
it's different types of bad bitches. I feel like it
depends. So Mexicans call themselves bad bitches.
Yes, she could be a bad bitch too.
Do y'all use that terminology though?
I just be like, I look good, but I don't think I ever be like, damn, I'm a bad bitch.
I ain't even going off looks. I'm just saying bad bitches as in like. Because it'd be pretty bitches who don't even got no motherfucking personality. They just think because they're pretty.
That's what the
shit,
guy triggered you know me, bro. Triggered the fuck out of me, bro. Triggered the fuck out of me.
You Aaron, say, I don't like how you coming in here stirring the pot.
What's a bad bitch, you say? Huh? What is a bad bitch?
Oh, you didn't hear what I said?
Mm-mm.
A bad bitch is not always about looks because you can be pretty and have a shitty ass attitude and that shouldn't make you ugly, but. I mean, I just feel like no a bad bitch is somebody who's on their shit. They don't need nobody for nothing. They independent. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like
not
they
a bad
pretty.
Bitch.
They keep themselves up. They
because if that the
got
case,
a personality and they actually
case,
got some shit going on.
If that the case, that word is so misused. Because you know how many bad bitches don't got shit going on, but a twat. That's all you.
That
got.
Don't make them a bad bitch then.
But that's what they call themselves.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that's my definition
yeah,
of what
I
think
be like, damn, that's a bad bitch. When
like,
I talk about other
bitch,
female,
bitch,
like,
yeah.
She got shit going on. She look good. She got shit going on. She got money.
Y'all don't be saying.
Like, an example of a bad bitch that I was saying is like, what's
I
her
love
name?
How women be Izzy. Gaslighting and, like, manipulating. Y'all don't see no
don't
bitch and say, oh,
real,
y'all
oh,
got.
Real,
yeah, I've seen her on
y'all
that's
got,
a bad bitch.
Y'all got shit going on and, oh, she got something going on. She take care of her people. That's a bad bitch. No. You say she's pretty with a fat ass. That's a bad bitch.
No, when I see Izzy, I say bad bitch.
Yeah, I don't Ooh. Even know her.
Izzy the realtor? Oh. Kadesha? That's a bad bitch.
Don't boost Izzy head up.
She is. That's a,
I don't even know another, her. And another girl, her I would like, say damn.
Candace. That's a bad bitch. Who? Boss bitch. Like, she on her shit.
Who's Candace?
She, Candace Washington. She does taxes. She was here, remember when we came here one time and he was still doing interviews?
Oh, well, the light-skinned girl? The light-skinned lady?
No, the other girl. Candace.
Okay.
Yeah, and she do taxes and, you know, she got her own business. Yeah, boss shit. Like, on her shit. Always dress nice. Like, yeah. I say that's a bad bitch. Got her own money. She don't need nobody for nothing.
They don't even be knowing what a bad bitch is, bro. They
so
just
what's a bad bitch to you?
Yeah, what would you say is a bad bitch?
I don't know.
What you mean you
a,
don't know?
Literally what it say, a bad bitch. That's what it is. A bitch that's bad for you. a bitch that's not going to bring you no motherfucking good. It ain't no bad bitch in America that got like a dream wedding or in group chats talking on how they want to be a wife.
A lot of people don't want to be married no more.
Right.
To be honest, it ain't always on the woman. It could be a man. Men get married all the time and they still have outside relationships or outside situations going on without letting their partner know, and that could fuck up the situation. I just feel like if people were more honest, more open, let people know what's going on, people would be more receptive as to what your situation is. But niggas don't do that.
Y'all don't be, y'all can't handle the truth.
I mean, I ain't gonna say niggas. People don't do that in general. People don't know how to be honest.
So you could be ugly and a bad bitch. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's basically what's going on.
No. I could be like, oh, she on her shit. If you're ugly, but you on your shit. Oh, yeah. I said, oh, she.
And you could say boss bitch. You say shit like that.
Yeah. Bad bitch, you still gotta look good to me to be like a bad bitch. You still gotta look good to me.
Fellas, take that shit for what it is now.
I mean, everybody's definition is different.
Yeah.
A bad bitch or any bitch that call herself a bad bitch. I remember it was a bitch. Motherfucking, oh, you deserve to have a bad bitch come rub your back. Bitch, what? Bitch, I'm aggravated. I don't want you to come rub my motherfucking back. Like, what you talking about? And if you were to present it like that. Child, please.
I feel like I don't refer myself like as
my
a day bitch
gonna get
to a
better
because
you come run your hands across my motherfucking bed, Miss Bad Bitch.
I mean, she was trying to soothe you. That was her way of trying to get in there, girl, rub please. That back and get some
that
dick. That's what it sounded
that
like.
That bitch was bad for me. That's what that was. That's what I'm telling you. Every bad bitch I had, every bitch that called itself, oh, I'm a bad bitch, this, that, and the third. Yes, you were bad for me. The worst.
I don't think I've ever referred myself as a bitch to a man. Like, oh,
right,
I'm
gonna call you that, and don't get mad.
And you call
bitch,
me
bitch, bitch, bitch. Yeah, ain't
with
you
my
a bad
homegirl
bitch?
Is different, but with a man, I was like, no, like,
yeah.
I see it. A lot of the women will
treat me like a princess.
But not hey,
people. Yeah, that's true. That's true, yeah. Jalen. That's what I was saying. Like, it'd be a lot of pretty girls, but they attitude be fucked up.
Everybody attitude be fucked up.
Not everybody attitude. Like, some bitches, like, they just carry a mean spirit, an evil aura. Like, they just
bitter.
Evil. Like, they just they got bitter. This dark cloud around them, and it's just like, bitch, ain't nobody did nothing to you. And you think because you're pretty that it's okay. And people be thinking that, like, just
that
because they're pretty, they can get away with a lot of shit. No, bitch, I'll beat your pretty
ain't
ass.
Even
like,
when they pretty.
All motherfuckers be like, oh, you too cocky. Man, I don't be giving a fuck about that shit. But what for me is for me, and I ain't scared to let them motherfuckers go on about their business. You can go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a nigga that was treating you better than me, go apologize.
Yeah, I just
you know what I'm saying? Like you had the best experience in the world, you ain't had to worry about shit, this, that, and the third. The nigga give you $1,000 to go grocery shopping. The
especially
nigga
if
give
you pretty, you gonna get that
the
off.
The nigga
give
you $2,500 to fucking just be around him. You need to go apologize to that man. You need to go be with that man, bro. Cause you don't just a lot of motherfuckers just feel like they just gonna
you gotta be pretty for that.
That's just like these niggas. They feel like a plug
that.
Gonna fall out the sky. Y'all feel like rich niggas just gonna fall out the sky. And when you get one, you don't know what to do. Cause the nigga could be rich and be willing to take care of you, but you wanna be in the spotlight too. You don't know how to just sit the fuck down and mind your business and be a side bitch. Cause that's what a lot of bitches be. Side bitches. You know what I'm saying? Don't post me on that. Don't put me on your story, bitch.
Don't even post my shirt.
What's wrong with you?
I could never be a side because I'm gonna post you.
For why? I might not post you, but I'm gonna post the video and you might be in the background.
If you're my
man,
I'm gonna post
to go.
You.
Niggas, see that what I'm saying? Bad bitch, right? A bitch that's bad for you. They literally just said, I'm gonna post you. You ain't gonna
if
ask.
You're my man.
So you're
no, if you're, somebody,
if you're my man, why do I have to ask to post you?
What you mean, your man?
Like, if you my Like she just said, if you my man, what you mean?
You
just
know
like
if you're somebody, man.
Exactly. Just like when men know if they got they girl, they got that's their girl. You know, you should feel safe to post them. You shouldn't have no issue with posting them.
Post
even
shit.
If you don't post the whole girl, post the bitch foot, a toe, a nail, or post or something.
You know, on a date and post their hand.
We private and we living happy.
And that's
you
not a problem
post
either.
All the
that's
time,
not a problem
but I'm saying
either.
It shouldn't be an issue.
If you did.
If you did,
it shouldn't be no
I
questions.
Shouldn't get mad.
It should be like, bitch, you post me on your page. Like,
why you post me?
Oh, damn, you got bitches. You trying to, okay, my
we
bad.
We hiding now?
Like, you remember that shit?
What?
Boy, y'all, hey, listen, Yoshi, before we leave, I'll leave y'all with a story, right? I remember, listen, bro, this is probably like, it's probably like 4 years ago, bro. Mind you, me and my BM just broke up. Yeah. So I had this little bitch, right? Had a little bit. Mind you, bro, I don't even follow the bitch on Snapchat, Yoshi. I don't follow the girl on Snapchat at all. Y'all hit me up. Happy birthday, Jay. Damn, I didn't know you talked to my homegirl. Who? Who your homegirl? So-and-so. And yeah, she just posted you all over Snap. Then it was ass some old bitches. It was like soon as she said it, it was a domino effect. Everybody, oh, I ain't know you deal with her. I ain't know you talk to her. Mind you, I ain't even get no pussy. So what make you want to post me on your story? We was just chilling. Nah, hell nah. Then she sent me money for 2K like 19, bro, and dispute that shit and wanted her money back.
Did she get it back?
Hell yeah, she got that bitch back. I should just send it back to her. Mm. Yeah,
she
man.
She mad she got that money back.
Bro, that shit is weird.
Asking for shit back?
What?
She said, fuck that. You ain't my nigga. I want my mother.
I got.
You want me playing a game with
you
another
ever
bitch?
I
ain't with no flat person no more, so I get what I want.
But have you ever asked the bitch for your shit back?
Hell nah. I ain't want that shit.
I just feel like after I gave it to you, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't even want it back. I don't want to see it because I bought it for you. So
I've
it's
had,
like,
I've had people
what I'm going to do with
for
it?
Their shit back.
But what you going to do with it, bitch? You bought it for me. What you going to do? Give it to the next
bitch? I ain't asked for the shit anyway. Fuck, nigga.
That's how you gotta say that shit, fuck nigga. Cause why the fuck would you ask for some shit back that you gave me?
Hey, that
bitch, you went out and bought it for me, so what you gonna give me the next bitch?
That was that Hispanic African American just now. That's how you can tell she get fucked by black people.
Shut up. Fuck nigga.
Fuck nigga.
She did that shit.
Hey man, we out, man. I appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. We back again next week, man. Big announcement next week though, so stay tuned. Appreciate it. We out, man. Peace.